Hay House Australia presents Mama Rising, Discovering the New You Through Motherhood. Read by the author, Amy Taylor Cabaz. Meditation music written by Agnes, titled Daystar. Dedicated to Andrina. Disclaimer. The author of this book does not dispense medical advice nor prescribe the use of any technique as a form of treatment for physical or medical problems without the advice of a physician, either directly or indirectly. The intent of the author is only to offer information of a general nature to help you in your quest for physical fitness and good health. In the event you use any of the information in this book for yourself, the author and the publisher assume no responsibility for your actions. Introduction. Spiritual growth is like childbirth. You dilate, then you contract. You dilate, then you contract again. As painful as it all feels, it's the necessary rhythm for reaching the ultimate goal of total openness. Marianne Williamson. I thought I could compartmentalise my life. I could be the go-getting, ambitious, fun and free Amy, able to chase the dreams I'd set as a serious teenager hoping to change the world with her work and be the mother I wanted to be. I would lie on the couch, watching my belly move as my first daughter kicked and rolled inside me, and tell myself I could do it all. I could be the best mother and still be me. I wouldn't lose myself. I could do it all. After all, that's what our generation was promised we could do. And then a few months later, I looked at her. When it was time for my divine, feisty, vulnerable first child to come into the world, I gazed into two of the most pleading eyes I have ever seen, and something changed. While covered in vernix and blood, hastily wrapped in a cloth to keep warm, it was as if she was saying, "Help me, Mama." She'd only been in the world for a matter of minutes. She'd needed a little help to get started when she first emerged from me, blue after being sucked out with the Ventouse at the last minute, after hours of endless labour, airways cleared until, finally, that first cry pierced the labour room and I knew she was all right. But then, straight onto my chest, skin on skin, big, blue, pleading eyes looking straight into mine. "Please, help me. I need you." And that was it. In that moment, I split into two. The woman I used to be.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?